Good morning, Mr. Shifty Lazar's legal firm. Good morning, what can I do for you?
Yeah, hello, this is Mickey Mouse. And I was wondering if Mr. Shifty Lazar is in. I want to speak to him about my divorce proceedings from Minnie Mouse.
Yes, Mr. Mouse, I'll check and see if Mr. Lazar is in. Would you hold the line, Mr. Mouse? I'll see if he can accept your phone call. Hold, please. Hello, Mickey. Shifty Lazar here. What can I do for you, little rat buddy?
Oh, hi, Mr. Lazar. Sorry to trouble you, but I was wondering if you had any more further word on my divorce proceedings from Minnie Mouse. I was wondering if all the information that I gave you is enough to, get the divorce going.
Well, we got a little problem here, Mickey. You see, when you came into my office, Mick, and you said you wanted a divorce from Minnie Mouse, you told me that she was having an affair with one of your close friends. Then when I wanted some details, because that's what we need in court, little buddy, you told me that Minnie Mouse was crazy. Well, you see, craziness, insanity, Mickey, is just not grounds enough for divorce. Now, if she's indeed had an affair with one of your friends, then we need some facts. This way we can then prove it, and we can make a nice, clean divorce. But just to say that she's crazy is not going to be good enough, Mickey. I need some facts.
You don't understand, Mr. Lazar. You see, what I said was, Minnie's fucking goofy.
Well, that's what I mean, Mickey. You see, we can't say that she's crazy. We gotta know if she's having an affair.
But you don't understand, Mr. Lazar. She is.
That's not good enough, Mickey.
Lazar, I gotta have some facts.
Hello, and welcome to The Movie Line, brought to you by and for the moviegoers of Southern California.
Who's the leader on the planet? Wait for you and me. M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-C.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be.
Film himself, Paul Mack.
Good morning, shoppers, and welcome to Paul Mack Presents for the week of October 16th through the 20th, 1983. Now, I have a special announcement to make.
No, I want to make
no,
it.
No, I insist. No.
I tell you, I want to make it.
It's my line. Okay, Can I make the announcement? No. I'm going to announce it. Okay, I'm going to tell. Here's the announcement. You get to announce our guest. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Our guest today, besides me, Brian, your critic of art from Fire Street in San Fernando Valley, is Mickey's pal from Knollwood.
Off half the tape. How are you, buddy?
Just fine.
Oh, look at those ears. He's even got ears like the guy. How are you, pal? How does it feel like being in the Paul Mack studio?
It's really great. It's really great to be here.
Why don't you give us the P.O. box while I go take a nap? Go ahead.
P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023.
Isn't that wonderful being here, Brian?
Such energy. Just, it's...
Glad to see your back, especially after seeing your front and all, you know.
Aha, stupid.
Yes, shall we go now, Mickey?
Yeah!
This is David at Burbank. That's funny what you did with Mike of L.A.'s comment, Paul, but
wasn't
you know...
that great?
Cruelty should only go so far.
Huh.
I think you really ought to rescind that. I mean, I think... Okay, what do you think, callers?
What?
I think next week...
Wait a minute.
We're going to have a special tribute to Mike. Mike of L.A., you deserve better than that. I mean, come on. You have some intelligent things to say. You just...
Yeah.
Just have a little trouble getting it out.
Yeah, constipation.
I'd like to hear a response from the rest of the callers.
Yeah.
To David of Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Good riddance. No, really, Dave, come on. Come on, buddy. Where is your sense of humor? I want to ask you people, where is your sense of humor? I mean, I put this guy on the air last week, right? And so I played around with his voice. I mean, anybody else? But do you realize how long it took to do that? I mean, I even did it with my own voice. It took like a good... 2.5 hours or so, or whatever, to do that little special sound effect there, and I was kind of proud of that achievement. I thought it was hilarious because it was so much like Michael. No, actually, no. Okay, for those of you without a sense of humor, I am about to run what is the official Michael from L.A. Galactic Hitchhiker comment that we aired last week and so brutally chopped up, and in the meantime, I'll be answering the phone. So here it is, intact.
Hello, Paula Movie Line callers. This is a Galactic Hitchhiker calling from somewhere in the middle of Los Angeles.
My film review this week is on the newest James Bond movie, Never Say Never Again, starring Sean Connery in marvelous form as our super spy 007. This movie also stars Kim Basinger as Domino, Barbara Carrera as the venomous Fatima Blush, and Claus Maria Brandauer as Lago. The action in this movie is terrific, the sets are marvelous, and the effects by Apogee Incorporated are very good indeed. If I have just one complaint about this film, and it's very minor, is that the film is just a little bit long, but that's just a minor thing. So dust off your Walther PBK, have a vodka martini, shaken not stirred, of course, and see Never Say Never Again. And to end off this week, I have a trivia question for your listeners. Who was the first actor ever to play James Bond? And to give you a clue, it was not Sean Connery. Anyway, this was the Galactic Hitchhiker. So long, and don't forget your towels.
I can't believe he said the whole thing.
All right. Why do I sound like I just swallowed helium?
This is Richard Sun Valley. Anyway, I just saw Zelig, Woody Allen's new film. Again, he's great. I love this guy. He does so many different things with his films. This one is fantastic. It's sort of like a docu-comedy. The way that the film is made, it's a well-made film. Putting old footage with new footage and Gordon Willis filming it brilliantly. It's put together so well. The technical end, of course, was good, as I just stated 4,000 times. But also the acting was good, as docu-comedies go. The writing was great. Some of the things I can't really repeat, because I can't exactly remember how they were said. You know, coming out of Woody Allen's mouth, they're only really funny anyway. I recommend it highly. It's one of the best films I've seen this year, and, well, this year hasn't been a great year for films, but it is a really good film, and I hope it gets nominated. I think this film is a lot better than Annie Hall. Of course, it doesn't really measure up to what Manhattan was, which was my favorite Woody Allen film, next to some of the earlier crazy ones. This is very good, and I hope his next movie is just as good. I like all his movies, but this, as I sit here and ramble on, good movie, go see it. This has been Rich of Sun Valley.
Hello, Movie Line callers. It's Mr. Observatory calling from beautiful in-town Canoga Park, and Canoga Park is the place. Well, I want to leave a revised input here on Never Say Never Again. I saw the movie twice now, and I'm beginning to feel like I really, really didn't think it was as good as I thought it was the first time. But I don't want to be repetitive here, but I did see it, though, at the Man Theater West in Tarzana, and they cut 3 minutes out of the movie. So whatever you do, don't go to their 5:15 showing, because you'll lose 3 minutes of the movie. And that's all I want to warn you about, and talk to you all later, and goodbye for now. Have a good day.
This is John OCC from the Orange County Connection, leaving you with this thought in mind. Hey, if you fall on your face, look on the bright side. You're still moving forward. Oh, I guess it wasn't funny after all.
That's funny.
Yes, John, you're so funny that my announcer had to laugh three times as hard.
That's very, very funny, Paul. If you'll excuse me for a moment, I think I hear the parking meter calling me.
Time to twist our mouse good dial to the right and the left with a great big smile. This is the way we get to see a mouse cartoon for you and me. Miska, Muska, Mouseketeer. Mouse cartoon time now is here.
Universal Pictures presents the major new work from Francis Ford Coppola, Rumblefish. Rusty James can't live up to his brother's reputation. His brother can't live it down. Rumblefish, starring Matt Dillon in a surprising new role and Mickey Rourke as his brother. Rumblefish, presented by Francis Ford Coppola. Based on the novel by S.E. Hinton. Screenplay by S.E. Hinton and Francis Coppola. Don't box me in. Let's go. Music by Stuart Copeland. Directed by Francis Coppola. Rumblefish. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent or adult guardian. Soundtrack available on A&M Records and Tapes.
Yeah, hello everybody. Hollywood Reporter here. Yeah, I just saw that movie we were talking about, Rumblefish. It's a pretty good movie. By the way, it's funny, you know, all of S.E. Hitchens books are movies, and they're all starring on Matt Dillon. It's really weird. Anyways, I give Rumblefish a definite 8.
Well, I waited for the disclaimer so long, I forgot what I wanted to say. I'll just say goodbye. No, movie review piece is supposed to be a movie without a rating, which should be gory, like Gates of Hell, and that other movie there was, but, oh yeah, Evil Dead. But zero, nothing to it. Don't go see it. Don't waste your time. Everyone reviews movies that are current. Why not a movie that was a sleeper in the past, like Student Bodies of the Ritz, that no one seemed to see but was great? People when we sit and review Empire Strikes Back, we all know that movie. Or review a movie off of TV. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because it seems to become repetitive to hear movies that are playing now. If you're going to leave a review, tell us what movies you like in the past so we know something to compare it to. And if you have any old promos of Suspiria or Gates of Hell where I can buy a copy, or even a copy of Evil Dead, let me know. Okay, or where's the best place to buy film soundtracks? Something that's rare. Does anyone know? Bye.
Hi, this is David from Sherman Oaks. I just saw a movie. I saw it in like a double feature thing. It was called Crow, and it was like the worst movie I have ever seen in my life. It was so stupid. It was dumb. It was really stupid. I mean, they try to be serious in this film, but they're so unaccomplished. It was so... They try to be so serious that it was actually funny. Okay, they had these things called fire mouths. It was like these horses that run around the world in 10 seconds, you know? And the back screen drop was so stupid. I mean, you could actually see the background. I couldn't believe it. I actually saw a director walk by. I mean, that's exaggerated, but that's exactly what they should have done. It would have gave it some more thought in the movie, but could not believe it. Okay, these fire mouths are really dumb. I mean, there's these little puffs of flame coming out from the back, and they were running like 400 billion miles per hour. I could not believe this movie. If anybody ever sees this movie, don't go see it. It's so bad. Okay, I'll give this movie, I'll give it, minus one half of a negative one. It was so gay, I could not believe it.
Hello, we have Gerard Reville on the line, and Gerard, you're involved with the teen film festivals, and you might want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the teen films and about your upcoming showing at the New Art Theater.
Okay, basically what we're doing is, our whole idea is to promote and encourage filmmaking at the teenage level.
Right.
And what we do is a couple times a year have a show at a theatrical release of teen-made films where the directors of the films are teenagers, either Super 8 or 16mm films.
Right.
And what we do is we open it to the public and to the industry.
Right.
This year our film showing... It's called the Best Teen Films of 1983.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be held at the New Art Theater October 26th, 7 o'clock and 9:15 are the two showings.
Okay, and that's going to be showcasing the teen films, all the current...
Right, that'll be showcasing the teen films, and then what we do on the second part of the show, it's called the CAT Festival, which is the Creative Artist of Tomorrow. That's what the CAT stands for.
Yeah.
And what we do is try to combine upcoming musicians, songwriters, and composers with the filmmakers of tomorrow.
I see. So, in other words, are these works that are already completed, or are you working on that?
Okay, at this time, all the works are completed.
Right.
And what we're doing is looking for either new films that are completed,
mm-hmm.
or looking for either ideas or scripts or people who want to work on upcoming projects.
Right. So you've got, how many showings of this do you have? Do you do this once a year at the New Art?
Okay, we do this twice a year at the New Art.
Okay.
And we have little theaters in Santa Barbara, one in Hermosa Beach, one in San Francisco now that will show our, you know, like on a circuit.
Right,
kind of
right. So this is a good thing to encourage young filmmakers and to kind of preview the upcoming youth and film here. And
exactly.
Young
what
talent.
I would suggest is people to come down and take a look at what we're doing so
right.
they can better understand what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of those films. They are very creative and inventive, and they're very good. And as a matter of fact, of course, I have a film that you used for your festival last year at the New Art.
Right, which when Norman Lear was there last year, I thought it was the best film.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I didn't tell you that.
Well, that's great. Norman Lear thought mine. Well, I'm not going to get a big head or anything, but
no.
That's wonderful.
Well, that's why I didn't tell you.
Okay, all right. It's big enough as it is, but no, I'm looking forward to it, and I want everybody to be there this October 26th,
right,
Wednesday.
Wednesday evening.
And there's two screenings. Now, do you anticipate this to be sold out? Or?
Yeah, usually we get a sellout crowd. There'll be crowds around the block. There'll be lines around the block. I would come early.
Right, okay. And that's two screenings, 7 and 9:15 p.m.
Right, and for further information, I'll give you a phone number.
Okay.
Phone number would be area code 213. Phone number is 374-7476.
Okay, and that's for information leading
yeah,
to this. Or if, even if there's any filmmakers out there, Gerard, that might want to get in contact with you.
Right.
They can
filmmakers,
call you up.
Actors, writers.
And you'll look at their work, right?
Definitely.
Okay, very good. Gerard Revelle, once again, for information, call him at 374-7476 in the 213 area code, and he'll take a look at your work if you've got something out there, okay? Thanks for talking with us, Gerard.
Okay, thank
bye-bye.
You, Paul. Bye-bye.
Hello, who do we have on the line?
Armat!
Who? No, I know I'm on the line. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Jack San Fernando.
Jack San Fernando, buddy, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Okay, and you...
Mr. Wonderful, right?
Who's that?
Ron from...
Don't I owe you some equipment?
We were just talking.
Oh, wait a minute. There's
well,
a lady out there. Who are you?
Lori Woodland Hills.
Lori Woodland Hills? My goodness, I'm being bombarded. How many other people are on the line right now, huh?
That's it.
That's all, folks. Well, listen, gang. Have you seen any movies? Have you seen anything? Jack? Let's start with our good buddy Jack. Jack, what have you seen?
Well, I can't see anything presently. It's all lit up, but it's still dark. Lori, what about you?
Well, I saw Zelig with Ron here, but I was so busy making out that I already saw
him. Wait a minute. No, you've seen Zelig? Well, then you didn't see Zelig. You saw Ron. Okay.
Oh, God. How disgusting.
So tell me, how was Ron?
Oh, Ron. Very tasty.
How was Zelig?
Zelig was great. It was very interesting.
Wasn't it great? I loved it. I thought it was a wonderful film. Jack, have you heard any good movies lately?
Not lately.
Not lately, huh? Well, listen, gang. I mean, You're calling me up in the middle of a tape here, and I want to get back into it. I mean, do you have anything profound?
What? You're having trouble getting out of it?
You into ferrets?
Am I into what?
Ferrets.
Don't make us sick.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I have a ferret.
You have a parrot?
Hey, she's calling you a weasel.
You want to play with my ferret?
No, I don't want to play with your parrot. Thank you.
No, not parrot. It's a ferret.
Ferret?
It's like a weasel. It's a good kid.
Hey, he's calling you a weasel.
Wait a minute. You're calling me a weasel?
No, I have a weasel.
You are a weasel,
I
if you ask.
One.
Wait a minute. No, listen.
She's a good kisser.
What am I doing? I'm supposed to be making the tape. What is this, Ron? Why did you bring these crazies over here?
Well, we're fresh out of Camarillo, you know.
Oh, my buddy's from Bellevue.
I've just been in Bellevue. You know?
Well, thanks a lot, and hey, listen, gang.
I'm in the mood for love.
Simply because you're crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your now, everybody? What is your favorite line to call?
The movie line.
At
761-333-3330.
333 at the D. That's all, folks.
Bye. Come on. In 1964, Eddie Wilson had it all. He had genius. He had vision. He had the hottest rock and roll band in the country. Then suddenly, one night, his car went off a dark New Jersey bridge. His body was never found. Now, 20 years later, the mystery of Eddie Wilson begins to unravel. Eddie and the Cruisers, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, Eddie and the Cruisers, man. You can go check that one out with your new Pontiac at any drive-in. Yes, no, seriously. What, where?
There's only five drive-ins, but...
come on.
If you want to walk into Hollywood, you a Egyptian.
And believe me, bring a bodyguard if you're walking into Hollywood.
Definitely.
There's nothing you do on ordinary dates, believe me.
The phone number there is 467-6167. And if you're in Sherman Oaks around the place of the Valley Girl, once again, like in Sherman Oaks, I'm sure, you can go see it at the Pacific Four at 990-4140. That's their telephone number.
Not the location, folks. Listen, hey, did you see Eddie and the Cruisers, man?
No one's seen Eddie. He's disappeared.
Oh, that's right. Nobody's seen Eddie, so how do we see him in the film?
Well, you know, they say in the film that the mystery is beginning to unravel, and that's exactly what it does. It begins.
And they begin to take your money at that point, and it's like too late to turn back. Yes, I won't recommend that, right, Mr. Powell?
No, I do not
recommend. Can you tell me real briefly, how did you adopt the name Mickey's Powell? I want to know this.
Well, it's a touching story.
Uh-oh. Will this take long?
No.
We've only got 30 minutes here.
Okay, why don't you be quiet, let me talk. Okay, one Christmas, my mother gave me, for a gift, a little frame. And the frame had Mickey Mouse, and the frame said Mickey's Pal, and I have a picture of me and Mickey Mouse inside the frame, and that's how I captured the name, the very essence of Mickey's Pal, because I am Mickey's Pal.
Oh, how touching, how sweet. Hey, listen, gang, have you seen Brainstorm?
No, but I want to because Natalie Wood was...
Wonderful.
Yes, was my favorite actress, and it was...
Was your favorite now? Just because she died, she's not your favorite anymore, huh?
Well, no, but she was a great loss. It's a great loss.
If you've got to see anything, see Brainstorm. I urge you. I give this a definite 10. Yes, Brian.
Brainstorm is a dazzling sight and sound experience as fireworks explode across the screen.
Where are you getting your material from? It's the LA Times! He looks through these... Okay, that's it. I'm never letting you do my show again. You're not original, pal. How about you, Mr. Pal? Go ahead, give us your original review of Brainstorm.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I definitely want to, and you can see it at the North Hollywood UA Movies at 766-4317.
This has been so fun, but we gotta run.
Hi, this is Zoe of Grand Isle Hills, Florida. I say hi to Paul Mountain. This is my first time calling it, so anyways, I just like to say that I saw Merry Christmas to Mr. Lawrence, and it was an excellent movie. Dave was so gorgeous and everything like that, and like he's like a born film star. Like that, so like it was a good movie. Go out and see it, and playing everywhere, like in Pasadena and stuff like that. So, anyways, well, this is Zoe of Grand Isle Hills saying bye.
Hello, this is the Conad from Encino, SOB, of course. I saw a movie last week, the new James Bond film. It was, Never Say Never Again with Sean Connery, who hasn't been in it for a very long time. I rate this movie a 6 because I didn't think it was really all that good. But a lot of people are rating it against Octopussy, which I don't think is right. If you want to rate it with another film, James Bond film, put it with Thunderbolt, and then see what you get. Well, this has been a public announcement from the Conehead. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, this is Jeff from Burbank, and I think The Big Chill is a must-see for everybody.
Very good film. I highly recommend it myself. Okay, now here's a few pointers on how to leave good, intelligent reviews on the movie line every Friday and Saturday, and you too can participate. I know there are a lot of listeners out there, but you don't participate. Perhaps you haven't seen any movies lately that you really want to talk about or you're shy, but hey, this isn't like any other comment line. I mean, this is a general open line where you can call in and leave your movie review, and it's not too difficult. All I ask is that you leave an intelligent review, and you try to keep it around a minute or so, no longer. I mean, compile your thoughts, get it together before you leave your comment. I mean, don't just call up and go, wow, they're taking input, here comes the beep tone. Let me see, what movies did I see? And yeah, that other one was good too. You know, be ready and prepared and sound together on the line, and those are the comments we run, because I don't play an awful lot of things, because of people being unprepared, or else I'll have to chop the comments down, okay? And just a reminder, next week and the week after that, here on the Movie Line, we're going to have our Scare-a-thon. That's right. We're going to have our Halloween tapes here for all you moviegoers and lovers. And I want you to call up next week and leave me a review of your favorite horror film for next week's tape and also the week after that. So that'll be the next 2 weeks, and we're going to have a special Halloween program for you and a skit that we did a few years ago. It's a lot of fun. So be looking forward to that next week. And a few reminders here. Don't forget to call a couple of my favorite lines out there in Canoga Park. That's Observatory at area code 213-999-0429. And also, Nobody Home at 883-3623, also in the 213 area code. Remember, those aren't local to North Hollywood. Or if you're in Orange County, you can call the Orange County Connection at area code 714-680-0894. Definitely not local to North Hollywood. And now here it is, the final installment of Star Wars.
And now, Guy Gooden presents another memorable scene from the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Star Wars.
Wow. You know, that dildoid started to show a video image, and on it was the Princess Letus, and she kept repeating, Obi Obi Bo Bobi. What does it mean?
Obi Obi Bo Bobi Banana Fana Fo Phobi. Fee-fi-mo-mo-be, Obi. I haven't heard that for years.
Wow, what is it?
The name game.
Wow.
Stay tuned for another memorable scene from the greatest science fiction movie of all time, Star Wars.
We like you.
All shoppers, the movie line is now closing. Please bring all your comments to the front phone.
Who was that girl?
Well, that was our movie line cashier. Thank you, Miss Cashier, and Mickey's pal. It's been a pleasure having you here on the show, I think.
Thank you. It was a great deal of dandy fun.
Yes, and now is it time to say goodbye to all our company? Let's do it.
Time to say goodbye.
MICKEYMOUSE. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
You do it better than me. Go for it.
Good night, everybody. Oh. That was wonderful. Now we know why he's Mickey's pal.
Good night, folks.
Good night. Have a fun weekend. Wait.
Good night.
The movie line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this network. And don't forget, you can write the movie line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your reviews on the movie line every Friday and Saturday night at 761-3330. Good night, have a good tomorrow, and this tape will repeat momentarily. Tape will repeat momentarily.